Colorado, a company says it can help retailers boost clothing sales with more lifelike mannequins. You know, those custom-made mannequins. These new ones are supposed to look like the real people who shop in stores, or at least the way that shoppers imagine themselves. From member station KUNC, Grace Hood has more on this marketing tactic and whether it's working.
In this economy, getting customers to walk to the cash register takes real work, sometimes magic.
Sleepy Beauty!
That's my favorite.
My fairy aunts didn't know whether to make my dress pink.
In this Southern California Disney store, an employee helps a young customer wave a purple wand at a talking mirror. It's part of the store's redesign, which includes playful child-sized mannequins that encourage shoppers to interact with the merchandise. The mannequins appear to curtsy, jump after balloons, and in some stores, fly.
They definitely look like they're more lifelike.
Terry Cooper is shopping along with her daughter and granddaughter. The idea behind the new mannequins is to show children in real and imaginary play poses. Regional manager Jeff Zimmerman stands near a plastic white castle. On top is a mannequin sitting cross-legged, wearing a blue Cinderella dress. He says they can inspire parents
to kind of evoke a sense of imagination of your child maybe wearing that dress and what else to explore in this particular neighborhood.
The 32 redesigned Disney stores are calling their sales very strong for swimsuits and costumes shown on these mannequins, and the company believes the displays played a role in that success. Chains like Athleta, Charlotte Russe, and Dick's Sporting Goods are also putting money into the new mannequins, and that's boosted sales for one of the world's largest custom mannequin makers, Fusion Specialties.
So I have a maquette here that I've been working on.
Outside of Denver, sculptor Ileana Barbu is carving a 2-foot clay sculpture, one of the first stages in creating a custom mannequin prototype. Next to her, gray limbs hang from a so-called arm caddy. In fact, she's surrounded by life-size body parts.
And then I have a bunch of other heads, like those ones, like my other colleagues have worked on too.
Each design coming out of this studio meets the needs of specific retailers. And Peter Houston, who manages this brand for Fusion, says mannequins can change dramatically depending on what they're selling.
That's why for guest accessories, a tall, sleek mannequin that has actually the detail removed but gives you these beautiful fluid lines to accentuate accessories is a very appropriate and unique use of mannequins.
But the needs of guests are very different from those of Dick's Sporting Goods, which recently updated its mannequins to have more chiseled muscles and athletic poses. For Disney, Fusion created pint-sized mannequins after studying real kids at play. The price of creating a custom prototype can run companies from $12,000 to $24,000, and that's just getting started. Mass production for Fusion mannequins can run up to $550 each. By way of comparison, an everyday mannequin costs as little as $150. Not only is this custom mannequin process expensive, it can be painstaking. The molds are attached to a platter the size of a satellite dish. While it rotates, they're filled with a polyurethane substance. After the material dries, workers open up the mold like a cello case. The mannequins are sanded and prepped for the next stage. Paint. There's a reason why retailers are willing to invest so much money into such a complicated process.
As online shopping grows and grows, it seems the people coming into the stores are even more and more interested in tactile experience.
Craig Childress is with EnviroCell, a New York City-based firm that studies consumer behavior. He says a well-designed mannequin will invite shoppers to interact with the merchandise.
It's really amazing to us how static retail environments are. So anything that actually has perception of moving or is actually moving really gets attention very quickly.
While it may start with action, a successful mannequin has to ultimately reflect something that customers want to see in themselves, according to Fusion Specialties' Peter Houston.
A well-designed mannequin will always be far more aspirational than it is realistic. And so you walk a fine line there.
A line retailers hope will lead right to the cash register. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood.